On the phone with me now, County Supervisor Efren Carrillo, who also serves as a member of the Board of Directors of the Sonoma County Water Agency, which is announcing further requests, desires, needs for additional water conservation. How's that going to work?
Today, we have called on the residents of the cities and the water districts that we serve to reduce their water use by 20%. We're responding to the governor's emergency drought declaration and the current conditions. You know, we've had very dry conditions last summer and this winter, and reservoir capacity is at its lowest that we've seen in recent history.
One of the questions that always comes up, and I've been hearing this more and more, is we've already been conserving a lot over the last few years. How can we possibly do that much more?
This area has been pretty forward-thinking when it comes to conservation, and we are asking for additional measures. There are conservation tips we are making available for folks. Simple things like running the dishwasher only when full, shortening showers, fixing leaky toilets and faucets, reducing irrigation cycles by a minute to 3 minutes. So folks have done a tremendous job when we've asked them, and I hope that what we're doing today and asking for an additional 20% will be met with that same enthusiasm.
What's being asked of agriculture and commercial users?
Agriculture and commercial users are facing the same dilemma and the same dynamic. I know that ag organizations are meeting not only in Sonoma, but also in Mendocino County to respond to the additional pressures here for water resources.
If the additional conservation measures don't make as much impact as is desired, what happens next? What are additional steps that we might be bracing for?
Here's what happens next. If we are not successful in meeting our conservation efforts, but more importantly, if we continue to see the weather conditions and the dry conditions that we're experiencing, we may reach a point in our reservoirs, particularly in Lake Sonoma, we will be asking for mandatory conservation at the tune of 30%. So this voluntary effort could, in fact, if dry conditions persist, turn into something that will be mandatory across the board here in Sonoma County.
Something to be avoided if we possibly can. Efren Carrillo, thank you very much for talking with us today on KRZB.
Thank you, Bruce.